Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon to you all on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday of the year 2015. It is indeed the last Wednesday of the month of January. Boy, oh boy, it's about 11 months left in this year, and it seems like it just started yesterday. But anyway, it's wonderful to know that we are moving along with the time, and if you're still alive, then you have a lot to be grateful and thankful for. Well, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn about me, just visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Alrighty, well, for today's topic, how to get fit with family. How to get fit with family? Well, does your family spend too much time watching TV and not enough time taking walks? Does your family have a history of diabetes or heart disease? Well, January is Family Fitness Month, and you can get fit with your family the right way. I'm going to share some information, some details, some statistics, healthy meals as well for kids and family members to enjoy. And we're going to learn how to get fit in this year. If you haven't done it already, you probably said, well, my New Year's resolution was to, lose weight. Or listen, you still got time. Let's not get caught up on the first of the year or the second of the year, because people are still partying on the first, right? You know? So let's not focus on the date. Let's just focus on the task at hand. What are your goals? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to say to yourself that this is my year and move forward? And that's very important. So this information comes to us from the Children's Day Society, and it's National Family Fit Lifestyle Month, also Family Fitness Week Month. And like I said before, does your family spend too much time watching TV and not taking enough walks? Or does anyone in your family have diabetes or heart disease? Well, there's a recent report from the Surgeon General that states between 15 and 25% of school children in the United States is overweight. And probably about two-thirds of the U.S. population is overweight to begin with. But this is just statistics for children. Now, they're overweight here in the United States, and placing them at risk for heart disease and diabetes is their weight. That's what is placing them at risk. And also high blood pressure. Only about half of all Americans aged 12 to 21 exercise regularly. So, folks, we're not getting enough exercise. Well, this month, and what it is, Family Fitness Month, and it's almost over. But once again, let's not focus on the date. Let's focus on what can we get out of this moving forward. So, it's what better time is there than now to get your entire family to begin establishing healthy lifestyle habits? And indeed, you can do that by several things. Forget about diet fads and what's the latest diet or which diet can I go on this time. Let's just focus on probably drinking more water. That's the simplest thing we can start with, right? Drink more water, and indeed you'll lose more weight. Drink water 30 minutes before you eat any meal, and you'll see slowly and gradually your weight will fall off, and it's not like you're even looking for it, but replace maybe any sugary drinks, whether it be juice or soda or anything else sugary, with water once a day, and then, you know, kind of work your way up to twice a day and, you know, add it in, and palate will change. You'll notice a difference, and you'll be losing weight in no time. And you're like, well, change too much. I just drink more water. And you'll be surprised. You yourself would be surprised. Well, although January is Family Fit Lifestyle Month or Family Fitness Month, becoming health conscious should be a year-long and lifelong commitment. So once again, we're not going to focus on the date. we're going to focus on moving forward. The best role models to teach children about living healthy are who? You and I, the adults in their lives, because we have to lead by example. And we don't want our children to grow up unhealthy by just, you know, looking at us. And they look up to us. So choosing nutritious foods and engaging in active indoor and outdoor activities is a great way for spending time with the whole family while promoting the importance of a healthier lifestyle. So a family that gets fit together becomes a much stronger and healthier unit. It's teamwork. Basically, I mean, you have someone to hold you accountable. And if you try to do things on your own, it's not as easy. But if you've got some encouragement from a family member or friend, buddy system, you know, work on the buddy system, you are more likely to reach your goal. Somebody's got to be in it with you and hold you accountable. So let me just give you a few fit lifestyle tips. Go food shopping together and choose nutritious foods. Teach your children. Teach them, you know what? We're going to shop the perimeters, all of those aisles in between, not necessarily the right things. Packaged foods that's been sitting on the shelves for months on end, that's not the best way you want to go. You want to shop fresh produce. Eat your fiber, fibrous foods, fruits, and foods such as apples and pears. You want to fill yourself up with fiber so that you can, you know, be more full, become more full, and you have less time and less energy and less cravings for those packaged goods on the in-between aisles. So go food shopping together and choose nutritious foods. Discuss the differences and the benefits of eating healthier, okay? Discuss them. Talk about it. Say, okay, what do you think is healthier than this, you know, these crackers or these cookies? Well, let's get some popcorn instead, you know, perhaps the one that you can make yourself. And don't drench it in butter or margarine. Oh, that's the worst. Never, ever do margarine. That's a trans fat. But maybe you can put sea salt and pepper on it, cracked pepper, fresh cracked pepper. That's something totally different. You may get the same satisfaction, but it's a healthier choice. So discuss differences and the benefits of eating healthier. Make regular physical fitness activity a part of your family's daily routine. Now, where I live, it's kind of cold and it's a whole lot of snow on the outside. Not a lot of people like to go out in this kind of weather. Some people do. Some people like to go out in this type of weather, you know, maybe sledding or snowboarding or skiing. But there are others that just can't get to the slopes if you don't live near the slopes. And if you have school and if you have work and things of that nature. But so what do? You can work on some things indoor, you know, just jogging in place, or if you have a mini trampoline, something of that sort. And it would be so much fun. Do something together in between, you know, commercials, when there's a commercial on, and do a couple of crunches or, you know, knee bends or squats, something that will get you going as a family. Or you can just take a ride on your bikes and together as a family. Don't forget to put on your helmet. That's very important as well. But do something together. And it doesn't have to be 7 days a week. You know, I know the tip says daily routine, but some of us don't have that amount of time on a daily basis to get together and do something as a family. Everybody's schedule is all out of whack, and maybe you can't get together but twice or three times a week. Well, that's better than nothing at all. So try your endeavor best to do something together that where everyone is working as a team and you hold one another accountable. You get so much more accomplished that way. Okay, limit the time spent in front of the television. Well, there you go. I know I mentioned it before, but if you're going to sit there, don't sit there for the duration of the show or whatever you're watching. Get up. Get up in between 10, 15 minutes at a time and do something. Move around. If you live somewhere where there are stairs, take the stairs. You know, don't take the elevator. If, you know, just do something. Do laundry. Do some cleaning, vacuuming. That's some exercise, believe it or not. So you'll get worked up a little bit, and you do lose calories when you do chores and house cleaning. So don't think that it's a bad thing. It's good for everyone. And if everyone, and I mean everyone, does it together, then no one is exempt. And once again, you're working as a team. And so these are just a few tips that we can use to help ourselves. You can also visit the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition to learn more about that. But pretty much we want you to get together as a family and learn together as a family. There are just so many things that you can do. So now let's talk about healthy meals. I mentioned water before. And although, once again, it's not easy to drink lots and lots of water. For some people it is, all year round. But in the wintertime when you're colder, maybe sometimes you don't want to drink as much water or you don't have as much thirst, you know, per se, to drink as much water because you're cold. And sometimes when you're cold and you drink water, you have a tendency to run to the restroom a little bit more often, and you don't want to do that. But, you know, definitely get in the right amount of water. But also you can get, you can add to that are your produce. And lettuce and watermelon, these are things, and cabbage, these are things that have a lot of water in them already. Make sure to add these water, fresh foods to your plate on a daily basis. These are things that you can eat. I know watermelon is not in season, but you can definitely get it from your greens and, you know, leafy greens and cabbage and things of that nature. So you can get lots of water from that. I'm not telling you not to drink your water now. It's very important. But also you can add to that with fresh produce. And just remember, as far as water is concerned, your intake should be half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be drinking 50 ounces of water each and every day. Okay? That's about 6 glasses of water, correct? All right? So it's a lot of water you're probably looking at, but trust me, if you are overweight or you have a tendency to be sluggish, you want to up your water intake. And this will help you on a daily basis, especially when you know you're not going to be going out. Maybe on one of the weekend days, you're going to be in the house all day. Drink your water. Up it. Run to the restroom all day, if for that matter. Doesn't matter. You're home. You know, you're not, you know, out and about where you have to make sure that there's a certain time you have to stop drinking. Otherwise, you'll have to want to go while you're on the road. So just bear that in mind and understand that water is definitely important. But these are some healthy meals that we can try. And I'll just share a couple with you. Slow cooker chicken tortilla soup. Now, you can get the recipe from foodnetwork.com. It's a slow cooker tortilla soup. And if you have a slow cooker, you can do this on the burner as well. But slow cookers is kind of like, for those busy families, you kind of put it all in there, you set it, and you forget it. Takes 3 hours to cook, 10 minutes to prepare. How simple is that? And you don't have to watch it. You know, you just don't have to watch it. So what do? You just put everything in, basically, in the pot. And here's what you're going to need. And like I said before, you can get this from foodnetwork.com. 3 chicken thighs, a 10-ounce can of diced tomatoes, or dice up your own tomatoes. Canned tomatoes are not necessarily healthy because they're very acidic. Tomatoes are acidic, and it breaks down the lining of the can. So it's not necessarily the best way to get your tomatoes. So buy some tomatoes and dice them up yourself. Easiest thing. 1.5 cups of cooked black beans. You can make them yourself, or you can buy those as well. 1.5 cups of chicken broth. Or you can make your own chicken broth. Chicken soup is wonderful, but chicken broth, you put the chicken bones in the pot of water with some celery and carrots and spices. And, you know, you let that thing boil. There's your chicken broth. You strain it, and there's your broth. 1.5 cups of water. Simple. 1 yellow onion, finely chopped. 3 garlic cloves, finely minced. 1 jalapeno, finely chopped. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, juice of 1/2 a lemon, 20 tortilla chips, 3 tablespoons finely chopped fresh cilantro, and maybe, this is just a bonus, 1/2 cup shredded Monterey Jack cheese. Don't necessarily have to do that, but hey, tortillas without cheese, hey, maybe some people prefer that. So you place the chicken, the tomatoes, the juices, the beans, the broth, the water, the onion, the garlic, the jalapeno, the cumin, chili powder in a slow cooker. You cover, you cook on high for 3 to 4 hours or on low for 6 to 8 hours, depending on if you know you're going to be out at work. Perhaps this is something that you can do, or maybe this could be a weekend meal where you just set it, go about your daily chores and your activities in the house and come back later, and there's your meal that's ready. Uncover the slow cooker and use tongs to remove the chicken from the pot. Once it's cool enough to handle, remove the meat from the bones and shred them. Then return the meat to the pot. Stir in the lemon juice. Crumble a few tortilla chips into each bowl and cover with some soup. Then you can serve with sprinkled cilantro and grated cheese. It's that simple. That's a healthy meal. You can also, skip the cheese. But once again, this is just a healthy meal. You can get this from foodnetwork.com. Also, when you're thinking about meals and when you're thinking about perhaps daily meals that are quick and fast and easy, how about some soup? Soup is so soothing. It's so wonderful. You can make soups it's great for all ages. And you can put so many different variations of vegetables and meats in soups, because children can drink soup as well. Maybe a thicker, creamier soup for the younger ones. And the older ones, perhaps, if you have older children or yourself, for that matter, a thinner, brothy soup is fine, because, you know, the children can't handle too much. The liquid, they just make a mess. So there are some, soups that you can make, and just look up soups. If you don't know how to make a soup, just look up soup. It's just that simple. And you can just throw everything in the pot, and perhaps you can just make sure that it boils and boils and boils, and there you have soup. It's just simple. Black bean soup. You can mix your black beans with lots of garlic. You can make a black bean chili or kidney bean chili without meat. You can just put a whole bunch of beans, even if it's canned beans, in a pot with some garlic and some green pepper and perhaps some ground black pepper and your sea salt, and you add some veggies to it, and there you go. That's a meal. Beans are very high in protein, so that you don't have to worry about, do I need meat? You don't need meat, because the beans are very high in protein. And it's a wonderful meatless Monday meal as well. Good old-fashioned spaghetti and meatballs. Who doesn't like that? Very simple, but I do recommend that you make your own. It's that simple. Get the ground beef from your local butcher. I personally like the organic ground beef that I get from my local grocery store. And, I just season it up and boil them up and put them in the pot with some sauce and boil the pasta, the whole grain pasta. That's it. It's done. It's that simple. So these are just some simple meals that you can make. You can make yourself a vegetable lasagna, as opposed to using pasta, use eggplant, and, slather it on with your cheese, layer it with cheese and greens, perhaps, and your tomato sauce and your cheese, and continue to layer and put it in the oven for an hour, and that's it. You're done, eggplant lasagna. There's just so many variations that we can think about. Make your own pizza, perhaps. Maybe if you don't have the time to make your own crust, get the crust from your grocery store or health food store. If you have a gluten intolerance, get gluten-free pizza dough and just slap on the sauce and the veggies, such as maybe some grimini mushrooms or tomatoes or diced peppers or olives, and you slap your cheese on there, stick it in the oven, you're done. I mean, I don't know many children who don't like pizza. I really don't. So these are just simple things that you can do that everyone can eat together as a family. So once again, we're going to get fit in January, and not only January, because January is almost over in 3 days. Wow, go figure. We're going to get fit for the rest of the year. It's so important that we do our part. And once again, parents, we have to lead by example. There are so many of us that are not doing our job, and we know that. So you know who you are. It's just a matter of, okay, listen, the year has gone by. Oh, well, I guess I'll start next year. No, you've got 11 months to go. Let's make the best of it. Let's be an example to our children, and let's do what we know to do best. Start one step at a time, 1 foot at a time. Just don't go into 2 feet, because you might trip on something and, you have nothing to fall back on. So try putting 1 foot forward first. Start with your water and definitely fruits and vegetables. up the intake on that. And trust me, you will see a world of difference in your life, in your family's life, everyone. You'll be happier, you'll be healthier, and that is the whole point. So let's get fit January and for the rest of the year. All right, we are going to move right on to Wednesday's Word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Responsibility of family. Responsibility of family. Bless me and my family forever. 2 Samuel 7, verse 29. Apart from religious influence, the family is the most important unit of society. It would be good if every home were Christian, but we know that it is not so. The family and the home can never exert their proper influence while ignoring the biblical standard. The Bible calls for discipline and a recognition of authority. If children do not learn this at home, they will go out into society without the proper attitude toward authority and law. There is always the exceptional child, but the average tells us that the child is largely what the home has made him. The only way to provide the right home for your children is to put the Lord above them and fully instruct them in the ways of the Lord. You are responsible before God for the home you provide for them. Indeed, here's the prayer for today. Father, keep me from any word or deed that might hinder a child from loving you. And that's Wednesday's Word. God bless you, each and every one of you. Once again, we are going to get fit in this month and throughout the rest of the year. Looking forward to hearing from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And we've got to get fit. Drink your water. Eat your fruits and veggies. Go out for a bike ride or a walk. Jump up and down. Do some exercise, some jumping jacks. Get moving. And indeed, you will see a world of difference for you and your family. God bless each and every one of you. Until next week. Bye-bye.